We may have to wait a little longer than usual to get an idea of who the winners are in today's midterm elections. More than half the country's governors, a third of U.S. senators, and all 435 members of the House of Representatives will be elected today. But news organizations covering the results have been thrown a curveball by the Voter News Service, which they depend on for data. This afternoon, VNS announced its exit polling analysis is flawed. Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press is a pollster himself, and he joins us now. Andy, tell us, first of all, what Voter News Service does, and what does it mean that the VNS analysis of its exit polls is flawed and not available to media organizations?
Well, VNS is a consortium that the network set up to collect the vote, to make early projections of who the winners are, and to do exit polls, which are helpful in that. And this was a system that was set up in about 1990. Prior to that, the networks each had their own little system, and they got together and said, hey, this isn't such a big story anymore. Let's save a little money. We'll all chip in, and we'll do it. Well, they did that, but they never put any money in it. And you remember in 2000, it really came up with a couple of clunkers that contributed to a rather messed up election night and post-election period.
Particularly in Florida, where, first of all, they called Gore and then Bush, and then they say, we don't know.
That's right. They made a couple of big mistakes in Florida that sent us off in the wrong direction in two different ways. First, at 8:30 saying Gore won, and then taking that back, and then at 2 o'clock saying that Bush won, therefore won the presidency. In any event, they vowed to clean up their act, but they've been unsuccessful in doing so. Now, and I want to make a very important point here. It's not the polling that's the problem, according to the VNS people that I've talked to today. It's the new computer system. They have the polls. They just haven't been able to enter them and process them.
Mm-hmm. So what are the implications for coverage of this election? How will things be different for listeners to NPR tonight or for viewers to the networks tonight? What are we not going to hear that we might have heard if this system were working?
Well, we're not going to hear projections as quickly as we had in the past. It was going to be slower anyway because people are going to be more careful at the networks, but it's really going to be slow because one of the components are to the models are these polls. But more important than that is we're not going to know why the elections turned out the way they did because what was really valuable to the exit polls, it told us who voted for whom and what the motivations were, what the attitudes of the electorate was, and it really gave us a sense of what the mandate of the public was in addition to the votes that they cast. All of that is gone. Now, I saw an AP story a few minutes ago that quoted Bill Wheatley at NBC, a vice president, saying that VNS might release days down the road the actual exit poll results when they finally get their system worked out. But we're not maybe they will, maybe they won't, but we're not going to know it for some time.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just the electronic media organizations, TV and radio. It's the newspapers. They depend on that exit polling to write these in-depth stories that they do tomorrow and the day after.
That's right. And what we're going to have is a lot of punditry, unrestrained by any kind of data. The pundits are going to have a field day. They can sort of go with their predispositions, and they won't be restrained by what the numbers showed. Mm-hmm. So I think that the public interest is served by these polls. It does give us a quantitative, objective sense that's going to be missing.
So what do we know at this point? Do we have any raw numbers that tell us anything about turnout or how the election is going in some of these close races?
We know really very, very little. We know nothing. Mm-hmm. We would have some indications, which we wouldn't put on the air because the polls haven't closed. But right now, we don't know a thing.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.